Tja, und jetzt sind wir schon wieder beim nächsten Interviewgast, ein Partner aus Spanien. Wir haben ja heute unseren spanischen Vormittag, liebe Hörer und liebe Besucher hier an der Univention-Bühne. Wer das ist und was das ist, wird uns der Uli hier gleich verklickern.
So, with me now is Señor Pablo Gómez. I hope I pronounce it correctly.
Yes, perfectly.
So, buenos días, bienvenida a Radio Tux. You make an open source, I think, content management system. Your slogan is making content management easy, and we had a first meeting the day before yesterday. So usually before an interview I try to prepare myself asking Google about my guests and the company they represented, but in your case it was a little bit different because I didn't found much information on Google. So maybe you can give us a plot about what we talked the day before yesterday, and what about your company, what it's doing, and what are your plans for the future, and how much open source is a subject in your business.
Natürlich. Our company is a Spanish-based company, as you know, that we are in both in Madrid and Seville. We are from 2004, growing up a complex system of content management.
Yeah.
And that is aimed mainly, or it's fueled by semantic web paradigm. So it's more or less a regular content management system with different hints that makes it feasible or recommendable for some very important, very high demanding applications, like when document management is also involved, and the treatment of the documents that are served are also important.
Okay, as I know from our talk, you're mainly represented in public services and large companies. On the other hand, there are many content management systems on the market depending more or less on the same technology. What are the differences? What separates your CMS from others, for example, Joomla or Typo3 or whatever?
As you can imagine, we are sitting exactly in the same place that Joomla or, let's say, Drupal are. The main differences from other content management, not only these two, but other content management systems and ours, is that we are not owning the documents that we are publishing in the web. That means that we are analyzing them, storing them in regular file systems, and putting them on the web after analyzing them and knowing its structure. We extract concepts from these documents. This is where our semantic power comes in. We are extracting these semantic objects, let's say, from this, or semantically we are extracting objects, better said, and storing them in order to interact with them in several ways. This form of publishing gives us the power or not being completely related or engaged with databases, with application servers, and so on. That means that we are publishing once and serving more. We don't need to be tied to an application server as the content is already published when it's queried by the user, and the content can at the same time code from four other applications for other application servers. That means that when we have the documents analyzed, we can easily propose the user new concepts, new pictures, new links to enrich the document that he or she is typing, as well as we are able to relate the concepts that we have entered into the system in order to engage to external system, sharing information, being able to interact with externally, with other kind of different kind of external systems. Also, we can empower rich queries to the system by a search, by specialized searches.
Okay. You talked several times about the analysis. Could you give us a short view in how this analysis works?
Yes. Any time a document is entered into the system, the system tries to find concepts and its relations between them. For instance, if we are talking about a single domain of, let's say, for sake of simplicity, a single domain, a restricted domain, we know who the actors are, what things they can do, and what are the involved concepts on each of the actions they can do. So it's easy to, it can be done to relate these concepts and to get more rich results on searches, for instance.
Okay. I think it's not hard to imagine that confidence of data is very important for your customers. So on the other hand, we all know that, for example, PHP-based CMSs are often victims on hacker attacks and things like that. How do you guarantee that the confidence and the originality of the data is guaranteed?
Well, in fact, this has not much to do with us, because the content that are published are supplied by the users, and we only keep track of some short subset of users that are dealing with the system. External systems that can be integrated into Syndex. Can use any kind of authentication systems and can use any kind of let's say security environment for these things. This is, in fact, we are not involved in this problem.
Okay, as we are mainly interested in anything that has to do with open source, did you ever make any plans, or do you have any ideas, maybe to start a community version of your CMS and maybe involve the power of the open source community in your development efforts?
In fact, the product Syndex itself grew up from on this year 2004 from some ideas, even some pieces of code coming from the open source arena, let's say, and it also, in fact, most of the persons that are involved in Syndex development in every level, let's say from the technical people even to the business one, we are committed with open source. In this move, we are, as you know, we are releasing our code while developing it forth. We are releasing our code in the European repository for public administrations. I think it's called osor.eu. That is a central repository for services, applications that can be of use for public administrations. We are doing this with an Affero license that ensures that anyone can download it, that can install it, and all these things. As this is a new move for us as a company, not personally for each and every member of the company, but as a company, it's the first time we do. We are very pleased of doing this, and we are looking forward very anxiously about what's going on, trying to do things with community and all these kind of things. Of course, we are not only publishing this freedom act to the world, but also we are willing to have community around the system in order to evolve it and to ensure that it is growing with both functionalities and capabilities.
I see. I allege that this is your first day here on CeBIT.
This is our first time, yeah.
What are your impressions and what do you expect from the CeBIT for your future?
We have different feelings about this. On one hand, it is for us now clear that we are not in the best place for what we were offering. Probably this other hall, instead of number 6, would be fitting much better with our needs and our messages. Just for the first point. Second, it's amazing the level of persons coming in and out, but this is not always the best part of it. What has been very interesting for us is finding that other companies, in external companies, not only Germany, but other companies are interested in our technology and are open to use Syndex as a part of their own product, that it is exactly what we want to.
Okay, as we are, as usual, running out of time, it's now my pleasure to say muchas gracias por haber visita.
Thank you very much.
Hasta la vista and good luck.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.